Today, I'm going to be speaking from the third chapter of the book of Revelation, verses 1 through 6. I'm going to read verse 1 to begin this lesson. It goes like this. To the angel of the church in Sardis, write these things, says he that has the seven spirits of God and the seven stars. I know your works, that you have a name that you live and are dead. Be watchful, because I have not found your works perfect before God. Have you ever gone into a church and come away with the feeling that was just a dead church? Have you ever heard someone else refer to a church as being dead? Well, it's one thing for you to think a church is dead, or for me to even think that a church is dead. But it is an entirely different matter when the Lord Jesus Christ Himself conducts an examination of a church and finds it to be dead. The church at Sardis was not a weak church that needed restoration. It was not a sick church that needed healing. It was a dead church that needed a resurrection. And you know yourself the difference that a resurrection can make. Society had written great over her doors. The denomination had written super church over her doors. But God had written Ichabod over her doors. When Jesus calls a church dead, you might as well call the coroner, for that church is truly dead. Whenever you read about deadness in the spiritual realm in the New Testament, it is always connected with one thing. It's connected with sin. There were dead men in the pulpit, dead people in the pew. They were the walking dead, dead man walking. You've heard that phrase, dead man walking, and we know where it comes from. It comes from death row. When one of the inmates on death row is walking to the execution chamber of destruction, others on death row call out, dead man walking. What they are saying is this: this man is as good as dead, because this man is now walking to his own destruction. This church was part of the walking dead, part of the dead man walking group. This church was on death row, just waiting for the time of execution. You may ask, is there any hope for those on death row? Is there any hope? Of course there is. Many of the prisoners in this country have found someone that could pardon them. The same way it is in the church. Even though you have been condemned to death, you are sitting on death row, waiting for the execution. Friend, there is someone that can pardon you. He is not slow to pardon those who come to Him and ask Him. Jesus is the one, the only one, that has the power to pardon. Sinner friend, ask for that pardon. Any church is in danger of death when it is more concerned about social ills than salvation. When a church would send out social workers instead of missionaries, when it is more concerned about their system than it is Jesus Christ, when it is more concerned about material issues than spiritual things, when it is more committed to developing its own theology than accepting the Word of God. We don't know anything about their theology, But we can assume that whatever theology it was an error. I would not be unfair to call them liberals who deny the very essence of spiritual life. They must have denied the reality of the doctrine of salvation. Perhaps they were denying even cardinal doctrines, like the deity of Christ, his atonement, as liberals do today, his resurrection even. There were dead men in the pulpit, dead men in the pew, dead men running the church. Why? Sin. Sin kills a church, and this church was populated by people dead in sin. And so it was a reflection of their deadness. The church in Sardis had no Nicolaitans, no Balaams, no Jezebel. What they had was spiritual numbness. They had a form of godliness, but denied the power of God. Their speech and preaching was with enticing words of man's wisdom, not in the demonstration of the Spirit and of power. And then he told them, "Be watchful and strengthen the things which remain that are ready to die, for I have not found your works perfect before God." After hearing this letter read, they may have said, "What do you mean, Lord? What are you saying to us?" And the answer is, "Your deeds are not acceptable. They are not sufficient for my approval. They may be acceptable to people around you who see them as beneficial, kind, and benevolent, but they are not acceptable unto me." It's as though he is saying to the angel of the church, "I know you're preaching, but it's not perfect before God. Your preaching may be pleasing to the church council. They may be happy to have a pastor like you, one who comforts the disturbed, but does not disturb the comfortable. God not only wants us as ministers of the word to comfort those who are disturbed, those who are broken, those who are going through great tragedies. I believe that God wants us to disturb those that are comfortable, those that are laid back thinking everything is all right. I think it's great that God would anoint a pastor so that he could disturb even those that are comfortable. We are indeed to comfort the disturbed, but we also have a duty and an obligation to disturb the comfortable." It is as if he would say this, "Meni, meni, tekel, upharsin." You remember in Daniel, the 5th chapter, "You are weighed on the scales and have been found deficient." And the truth is, there wasn't any reason to persecute this church. Persecute them for what? They were already in Satan's domain. The sinful, unregenerate, worldly church is not attacked by the world. It has become the world. It is dead. They appeared to be alive. There was a lot of noise coming from that church. But this song tells us their problem.
Too much thunder, not enough rain. Too many programs, not enough praise. Too many people are making too little change. Like too much thunder and not enough rain.
When Jesus left us, he said to go and look for a sinner, not for a show. Go tell them the story, simple and straight. save all your thunder till after the rain.
Too much thunder, not enough rain. Too many programs, not enough praise. Now too many people are making too little change. Like too much thunder and not enough rain. Too much thunder and not enough rain.